time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. I've got Carl Krantz in studio with me this morning. He is a member of Bear. We're going to talk about what Bear is and the fact that Bear meetings are starting up again in person. And, you know, they're very informative and they're great meetings for anybody in the community that can attend. So we're going to talk all about that. Carl, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So let's let people know what Bear is all about.
Very, very good. Castle Country Bear is the outgrowth of an organization of economic development volunteers that got together back in 1999 to 2000 to start working economic development activities on a private basis. Over time, we had a number of successful activities, and ultimately out of that group grew the Castle Country Bear program in 2005. The idea of Bear came to us from Nick Tatton, Carbon County City Manager. Price City City Manager. Somebody would shoot me for that one. And Nick came to us with an idea that he picked up at a seminar about collecting data from businesses and providing direct services to those businesses needing help. We got started at that point just on a shoestring. Price City got a grant. The College of Eastern Utah at the time, now USU, donated money. Even the folks at Utah Power and Light put some money into the project, and we were off and running. We started by interviewing local businesses, identifying their needs, and trying to tailor the needs of the businesses to what the resources available in the community. The program took off and developed kind of a life of its own. Over time, the program took the Bear message statewide. DeLynn Fielding, who was then running the Bear program, and Michael McCandless, who was with Emory County Economic Development, actually got legislation passed to get Bear operating in most of the rural counties. That evolved over time to where we actually got grant money from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and we decided to expand what we did into community information in addition to business contact. Hence, we started holding Bear General Board meetings, which are basically community informational meetings, taking topics of interest, bringing them to the community live and in person. We have continued that activity over time until the COVID virus activities hit, and we tapered down for a while until we could see the situation just basically kind of cool off a little bit till we felt comfortable in bringing Bear General Board meetings back. The next Bear General Board meeting will be this Thursday, the 27th at 8 a.m. down at the Southeastern Utah Local Association of Governments atrium. The meeting will be at 8 in the morning, and we have a topic of great interest to the Tri-County area, Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. We have Karen Titchener of the Huntsman Cancer Institute, with whom we have been working for 2 years to help facilitate bringing cancer treatment services to the community directly and prevent people from having to travel over the hill so much. The program is finally getting to the point where it's been funded by grant activities, which, by the way, the community helped facilitate. There was a massive letter writing campaign in support of their grant efforts, which ultimately resulted in them being awarded a grant to bring services. The program will start latter part of this month. They're just gearing up now. People are being hired. And Karen Titchener is going to present on the program and a general overview of what they're going to be doing. The program is going to be a godsend to the community. I didn't realize it until Karen gave me the statistics. When we started this in the Tri-County area, there were actually 632 Huntsman cancer patients in throughout Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. That is a massive number of people, and getting home-delivered services will be totally a godsend to them. We will follow up with board meetings in the future. We're going to have the chiefs of Price City, the fire chief and the police chief, during the month of September. And then Bear worked with Zions Bank Financial to accomplish two goals. We got a sales tax leakage report generated, And we also have been working on a concept called demographic recruitment, wherein you recruit people to the area rather than businesses, hoping that the people, in fact, bring the business with them. They will be presenting in the month of October, kind of a split presentation, and we go on from there.
So you've got quite a few very informative things that are planned coming up in the next couple of months, and even this one that's coming up. And as you said, these are for the community. The community is more than welcome to attend these, correct?
These are definitely community events. This year, because of a bill passed by Senator Sandel from another community, GOED no longer has money to fund Bear direct business visits. We are not doing that at the present, although we aspire to get back into doing that in the future. We're looking at other grand opportunities. But in the meantime, I'm kind of the point person for people to contact. I've met with a number of businesses recently and directed them to Bear resources and facilitated them getting the help they need to make their businesses more successful or to expand. So if anyone has an interest in receiving Bear services, which are basically technical advice, hooking people up with financial resources, providing some assistance in getting websites developed, if people have those needs, they can call me and I will work to connect them with the resource. I can readily be reached at my cell phone, which is 435-650-1729, or by email at WMITI, that's for Walder MITI, at emorytelecom.net.
All right, so once again, it is the Business Expansion and Retention Meeting, and we're having it, we're starting up again in-person meetings this Thursday, August 27th, at the Southeast Association of Local Governments in their atrium. That's 375 South Carbon Avenue, 8 a.m., and you said they only last, meetings are only going to last about an hour is all they last.
Meetings only last an hour because we do know that business people have the business to get to, but please know there will be refreshments and everyone in the community is welcome.
All right, Carl, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and this is great information that people can use, and it's just another great business resource that's out there to them.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.